University of California Television presents this podcast of a tribute to Will Ogden, recorded February 1st, 2006 at UC San Diego. For more information about this and other UCTV programs, visit us online at www.uctv.tv. Enjoy the presentation.
The provost of Muir College was John Stewart. And John Stewart had been at Dartmouth, and he had been in contact with the Austrian-American composer Ernst Krenek. And although I haven't been told this directly, I think that John, who was in charge of developing the art departments at UCSD, I think he asked Ernst Krenek if he would be interested in coming. And Ernst couldn't do that, and he suggested myself and a good friend of mine, the composer Robert Erickson. And so John followed up on that. And Robert Erickson had a grant to compose, so he didn't come the first quarter. And I came, and then Bob came the second quarter. So it came primarily from Ernst Krenek, who'd been our Bob and my teacher at Hamline University in St. Paul. And so the department developed from that beginning.
When he came, he was, I think, the founding chair of the department. And I collected his writings in this publication. And there is a very interesting one from 1972, when he writes about, actually, this is for the students, his first statement to the students in this department, talking about how we should listen, how should we should discover sounds, and make out sounds music. So Will asked the students relearn how to listen sounds, how to change them, how to put together experiments, important, record those sounds, improvise with them live. So basically, that was a first tone in this building, what Will did with this particular article. And I think we are still going in a very direction.
Thank you.
You write to a certain extent for what people are asking. For example, the first two pieces were written for a publisher in Baltimore by the name of Sylvia Smith. That's why that says a Sylvan Suite for flute. And that doesn't influence style. But it influences the nature, the length, the reason for the piece. And in the case of the third piece, that's the one for trumpet and piano and marimba, well, that was influenced by the fact that my three colleagues at the university played those instruments, and I wanted to write a piece for them. And so sometimes that becomes paramount, who you're writing for. And in one case, a publisher. In another case, performers.
Thank you.
my own teacher, primarily, I had three of them that influenced me. One was Roger Sessions, who taught at the University of California at Berkeley, and I studied with him for a year as well. And another was René Leibowitz, who lived in Paris, and I studied with him a year. And the other, Ernst Krennic, that I've already mentioned. And now all three of the composers are, in a sense, chromaticists. I would say Leibowitz was the closest to Arnold Schoenberg and Webern. He wrote books on their music and that kind of thing. So I learned a great deal about Schoenberg's method of composing from René Leibowitz. I always had a kind of interest in how tonal music progressed, and the four songs for Phil Larson are sort of an example of that interest. And my own work, which might have proceeded primarily from the 12-tone technique, developed with tonality much in mind at the same time.
You are. turned from your black cloud.
It has to satisfy me and my musical sense, and sometimes it takes a long time to, in working on a piece, to satisfy that aspect of it. So I believe the idea of the audience determining what you do is not a prospect in my thinking. I think that I'm one of the audience anyway, and if I can find satisfaction in what I do, I think there'll be others that'll do so too.
I still don't know why his method as a 12-tone composer, just like Schoenberg and Webern, how he managed that. You don't hear the pain and agony, what you mostly hear, or at least I hear, when listening to 12-tone compositions. They are mostly very rigid and not very accessible. And also, I think, you can't get really close to this type of music because of the strangeness of the system itself. And Will somehow managed. It's always warm, it always goes to your heart, and always very elegantly written. He loves the smaller forms, but it's not a kind of Webern where he got rid of all the, as he said, unnecessary pitches. Wills is always homogeneous, and very well carries itself, each of his compositions.
Mm-hmm.
can see there that the small form developed the P's. Variations, of course, allowing small forms to be developed in certain ways, rather than thinking of a continuous type of development. So I think the small form is certainly part of my basis.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm delighted that he is still in very good health. He turned 84 last April. He wrote more pieces after retiring, which was 1991. That's 14 years ago. He wrote more pieces in these years than ever he wrote before. And it was interesting, when he retired, he said he wants to become a Bohemian full-time composer. He certainly fulfilled the composer part.
I'm interested in the piece as a piece of music, as an expressive composition, and I don't try to challenge the performer in any way. I think they feel challenged enough anyway by the music, but I don't have that as part of my intent. And I certainly have appreciated the singing of my pieces by my wife, Beverly, and the performances by Janos, who's been very supportive of my music. And so I hope I can continue to do that for a few more years.
You've been listening to a podcast from University of California Television. For more information about this and other UCTV programs, visit us online at www.uctv.tv.